So we've heard about all the important testimony that's been given at the Zondo Commission. And now the question is, what does the evidence in hand mean for possible criminal prosecutions? Let's bring into the conversation Associate Professor in Public Law at the University of Cape Town, Richard Calland. Prof, good evening to you. Lovely to have you on the program this evening. We hadn't really seen any evidence of such a granular nature until recently in the Zondo Commission. Do you believe there's enough evidence in the public domain for the investigations to begin in earnest?
Good afternoon, Joanne. It's good to be on your show. Yes, I think it's absolutely clear now that a fuller picture is emerging about the extent, the scope, and indeed the depth of the state capture project, and indeed how far back it went. The recent evidence goes even beyond the 10-year period of decline and degradation under Jacob Zuma's presidency. One of the things we argued in the piece and the conversation that I think you're referring to, and published also by News 24, was that despite all of this evidence that's coming out, one needs to pause and reflect. It's on the one hand understandable that the public should say, right, go for it. We now have a fuller picture. We see lots of evidence. It's granular, as you put it, Joanne. Why not proceed with action, whether it be investigation or political responses such as firing ministers? And indeed, there is no reason at all why investigations should not proceed. However, we also need to pause and allow the commission to complete its work, because we have to remember that the whole point of a judicial commission of inquiry is to present, through evidence, a full picture of what happened and why. And then for Judge Zondo to come up with some diagnosis, but also a prescription, a set of recommendations. And that could be years away. And we have to be patient, on the other hand, and accept that the commission must proceed with its work and complete its work before that full picture emerges and a full set of recommendations can be made.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, many of us from the outside are simply looking at this commission as a judicial body, a legal commission. Are you, given your background, looking at this from both angles, perhaps as a legal and sort of political body in some ways?
That's a very good question, because a lot of people will say, well, look, here is a judge leading this commission. In fact, he's the Deputy Chief Justice, a very senior judicial officer in this country. But it's not a court of law. And its job is not to make definitive findings on the basis of criminal or civil law. It's to try and, as I say, diagnose what happened, to find out as far as it can the truth, and to determine what remedial action should take place for the future to ensure that no such project of state capture can happen again. So I can understand why people might say, well, this is a judicial inquiry. It's like a court of law, but it isn't a court of law. It is a special species of institution. And that special species has both political and legal implications. On the political side, there is nothing to stop, for example, President Ramaphosa, having gathered what is happening and what is unfolding in this commission, to say, right, as a result of this, I can no longer tolerate having X or Y in my cabinet and acting to remove them. After all, that's a political judgment that he can make. The legal consequences, however, are much more complex and more subtle. It may be that, for example, a company that lost out on a government tender may now say, well, there's evidence that's come before Zondo that shows that there was corrupt practice, and we, the other company, should have got the tender, and they may now institute proceedings. All that the commission does is lay the foundation for those sorts of political and legal responses.
I wonder how deeply you're linking Cyril Ramaphosa to the commission's mandate, or perhaps the commission's success and longevity. I mean, I don't know whether one should be looking at it through the prism of perhaps the elections and saying, well, if Cyril Ramaphosa secures another mandate, then the longevity of these commissions of inquiry are ensured. But if he doesn't, that may not necessarily come to pass.
Yes, Joanne, that's an important revision to what I've said. You're quite right. I was referring to President Ramaphosa because he is, of course, the president. But it's the office of the presidency, the government, the executive, that will have to respond to the commission's work, right, and certainly respond to the commission's recommendations when those recommendations are made at the end of the commission's work. The commission was appointed by the government. The government will have a responsibility to listen carefully, not just to the evidence that is unfolding day by day, but most importantly, to listen to and to read carefully the recommendations that flow at the end and to act in a serious-minded fashion. There'll be real political pressure, I'm sure, on whoever is in government, whoever's president, in a year or so when the commission finishes work, to act promptly and effectively on the basis of the findings and recommendations of Judge Zonda.
Always good speaking to you. Thank you so much for your time on Afternoon Drive this evening. Professor Richard Callant from the UCT Department of Public Law.